the reason. 22 minutes out from 7 o'clock, 31 the high in our beautiful city. Yay for Friday. Rise 96.5. Ken and Nikki hanging out with you. And where we are today, something a bit special. A school excursion, which I love. And the Lakes College, North Lakes, where we are outside, not the tuck shop, the cafe.
Man, they've stepped it up a level.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to school, it was a tuck shop and it was only open at, like, little lunch. No big lunch, you had to order it.
Right.
Such a different environment. And I like it. I like it for good. Speaking of good, there are a lot of people in Brisbane that make a difference every single day. And we love to celebrate them. They're everyday people.
Let's go. And you know what? Being at this amazing school, we've got to talk to the amazing people who do make a difference here today.
Certainly. We're raising up the next generation. Well, they are. I'll just join with them and say, yep, I'm here with you. And one of the most important team members in any school is the chaplain. And Tim McMenamin is the Director of Missions at the Lakes College. Tim, good morning and thank you for having us today. How long have you been here?
This is my fourth year.
Wow. Well, take us through what Director of Missions is.
Sounds very important, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
The most important part of the role is to provide a context for students and staff to explore their spiritual lens or construct a worldview. Obviously, this is a Uniting Church school, so the intent's obvious. And my role is basically to till that ground to ensure that all of our students across the board understand where they're coming from but have an opportunity to also lean into what their lives might look like if Jesus was a part of it.
Absolutely love that. Tell me, what are some of the programs that sort of are introduced to the children?
Yeah, well, every week here there's a chapel service. In junior school, we split those cohorts up, you know, prep to three, four to six, and they vary every week, and then every other week we have a senior chapel.
Beautiful.
Now, they're a lot of fun. Don't hear me say it's sit and listen. We've introduced a few games, we've got a chapel band, students get up that are willing and share either their journey of faith or an idea they've been carrying. We have a mission and service team in both senior and junior school that run those events in school time. And leveraging out of that, we also have service opportunities in a few spaces here. The college has been very committed to the Redcliffe Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
So our senior kids every other week go out there and serve basically the homeless population of the Bay Area. Mr. Stanley, who is our faith and values lead here at the college, takes a bunch of kids and they just get their hands dirty and roll their sleeves up and serve people. Dinner, clean up and come home.
Nice.
The other space we go to is an aged care facility in Palm Lakes. Palm Lakes actually at D-Bay. And so year levels 7 to 10 have an opportunity to go there and serve during term time. And we flip 10 kids consecutively each term.
The job you have is a unique one, really. It's not you know, one that everybody gets. What sort of person are you to have a heart for this?
Gee, that's a great question. What sort of person am I?
Well, why do you do it? Is that, make it easier. Yeah, why do you do it?
Well, over 30 years of living in the ministry space, I've had several different opportunities to do just this, really. Context change, but the end goal remains the same. Create an environment where people can explore where they're coming from and have the opportunity. You know, they might be in danger of bumping into Jesus if they hang out too much.
Nice. I love that.
So that's, you know, it's a very diverse college. We have people from all over the world and we 100% respect where everyone's coming from.
Yeah.
But we also lean into the Uniting Church zone and make sure that we're intentional and have integrity with that. So you're holding a lot of things together.
In the years that you've been doing
this... I didn't answer your question, by the way.
Well, I just
what sort of person am
talk.
I? I'm a kid from Campbelltown who bumped into Jesus one day at the local pool and had his life stitched up, and I'm still here. So
yeah, it's nice.
It's a bit silly, but it's true.
In your role, is there one story, or maybe there's probably a lot, but is there a story that has really touched your heart?
Here,
when people have been changed by the work that you're doing?
Well, a couple of years ago, we had an alumni student come back, and I wasn't aware that there was a Christian faith alive in this person, and said, oh, look, I'd really like to come back and run Alpha for the students, if that's all right.
Wow. Cool.
So we opened the door, and that happened. And emerging out of that, the then Year 11 cohort, who became the Year 12 cohort, obviously the next year, they really lent into that space and kind of led their peers and others in a really incredible way. So that was...
Oh, wow, that's great.
Really cool to watch. But you can walk out there now and find your next best moment.
Yeah.
There's something to look at here every day.
Yeah.
So good.
It's a surprise to me.
Mate, love your heart, love what you do, and thanks for having us here, Tim.
No problem. You have a good day.
Rise 96.5, the home of Ken and Nikki.